and good day to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, how do I love myself more? This is a wonderful question, and we thank you. We see that in the human life, there is so much self-denigration, self-harm, and self-damage. And this is not at all, dear ones, how creation was designed. For you to beat up on yourself or tell yourself that you are less than, or that you are not enough, or that you don't have enough, or that the world is in a problem state and you are not able to fix it. And it goes on and on. You are a divine expression of the infinite God, divine source that brought this realm into being. That is who you are. Each of you is unique and has its own way and design of expressing this infinite Father, Mother, God. That is the truth. And we could stop there. Your question comes from the limited, narrow mind, the human mind, the limited, narrow ego that is constantly on you and harping upon you and telling you, you are not enough. This is at the core of your question, how do I love myself more? You are enough, dear ones. Allow this understanding to fill you. Who you are as God's divine expression in human form is enough. Your presence on earth is enough. And then your human life offers you opportunities to learn and grow, and as you may perceive, to fall down or make mistakes, quote, but there are no mistakes in this creation. Please hear us. There are no mistakes in this creation. That is usually where the ego mind jumps in to make you feel less than and to cause you to have self-doubt and to harm yourself emotionally and to be abusive to yourself, which is not okay. So we ask you, whenever this wave of self-doubt or self-hammering comes up, and it can be on anything, any topic, large or small, where you may be doubting your skills as a mother, or you say, I could have been so much better, and what happened to me in that meeting, and why did I crumble, or why did I not raise my hand to bring in a different view, because I had a different view. All of these things, the narrow, limited ego mind will constantly feed to you. So, in that metaphor of feeding, we ask that your diet, those things that can nourish and nurture you, that your diet is from the God that created you and your spirit, which is that divine aspect of God and who you truly are, that is the nourishment and the nurturing and the feeding. the meals that you set in front of you are recognizing the beauty of you, the intelligence of you, the love of you, the grace of you, the kindness of you, the compassion of you. That is your diet. Fill yourself up with these ingredients. It is your choice every moment to listen to the ego mind and to begin to feed on that, and it will be quite heavy-handed, we will say, and have a big volume in the voice that comes to you, because it is hoping beyond hope that you will believe it and stay in its camp. Stay limited, narrow, afraid, and not come forward into the light to be the glorious expression of God that you are. Contemplate all of the qualities and characteristics of a divine source that created this realm, and it started with light and love. That is the core, the beginning point. From this expression then came all of life, which is a miracle. We all recognize this, we will tell you, from our different locations or views as spirit, from the spirit realm, and also the galaxy and the universe. The earth plane is a precious aspect of creation, and there is that foundation of unconditional love. And so all of life is supporting this and is supporting life's continuation on earth as originally designed. As originally designed, you are perfect as you are. You are infinite and you are loved. Remember also that as an expression of God, as you love yourself, you love God. This is a great gift and blessing to all of life, including yours. And on the contrary, when you are doubting yourself, hating yourself, having no compassion for yourself, you are doing this also to the God that created you. Think about that. You are God's expression walking the earth. Love yourself, dear ones. Cherish who you are and hold yourself in this love as God holds you in this love that is ever present, ever comforting, always peaceful, always with you. We thank you for this question, and we look forward to the next question and to being with you next week. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.